morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Her name is Kathy Costello.
Voters in Oklahoma are faced with serious decisions on June 26th. Should we elect the same politicians who have gotten us where we are? Or is it time to elect new leaders determined to move Oklahoma in a better direction? I'm Kathy Costello. Join me at the polls June 26th to demand a bright future for Oklahoma.
Vote for Kathy Costello.
For Labor Commission.
Jobs for gals and fellows.
Authorized and paid for by Kathy Costello for Labor Commissioner 2018.
Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock, proud to present their Corn Belt Classic number 20, June 13th and 14th, coming live from Council Bluffs, Iowa, being seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering over 67,000 head of cattle, 14,800 yearling steers, 11,000 yearling heifers, 14,000 weaned calves, and 24,000 calves on cows. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. According to the USDA Crop Progress Report released on Monday, June 11th, the U.S. corn crop is now 94% emerged, ahead of both the year before and the average by 1 and 2 points, respectively. Corn's condition across the U.S. rates this week at 4% poor to very poor, 19 fair, and 77 good to excellent. Meanwhile, soybean planting in the U.S. is 93% complete for this season, ahead of last year by 2 points, and the average by 8 points. The U.S. soybean crop is reported this week at 83% emerged, above the year prior by 9 points and well ahead of the average of 69 by 14 points. The U.S. soybean crop condition this week rates 4% poor to very poor, 22 fair, and 74% good to excellent. Nationwide winter wheat's condition is rated currently at 35% poor to very poor, 27 fair, and 38 good to excellent, with 91% of the crop headed, and as of this week, 14% harvested. Checking in on our three-state region here in the Southern Plains, in Oklahoma, winter wheat harvested reached 49%, up 1 point from the previous year. Wheat's condition this week in Oklahoma rates 62% poor to very poor, 30 fair, and 8% good to excellent. In Kansas, winter wheat condition rated at 15% very poor, 32 poor, 37 fair, 15 good, and 1 excellent. Winter wheat coloring was 80%, near 82 last year, but ahead of 67 for the 5-year average. Mature was 29%, equal to last year. Harvested was 2%, near 3 last year, and equal to the average. Finally, in Texas, winter wheat's condition is rated this week at 34% very poor, 27 poor, 24 fair, and 15% good to excellent, with 58% of the crop harvested so far, higher than the average by 18 points, but below last year's rating at this time by 12 points. Oklahoma and Kansas this week both saw minor improvement in the quality of their respective wheat crops, while the Texas crop again declined. Oklahoma's crop improved by 1 point from last week, moving the dial from 63% poor to very poor to 62% this week. The Kansas crop also improved, but by 2 percentage points, from 49% last week to 47% poor to very poor this week. And finally, in Texas, the crop's condition fell again from 58% poor to very poor last week to 61% this week. Remember, as always, you can find those complete crop progress reports online by clicking over to our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.